This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. All right, it's been all Robert Saleh and the Jets. As Saleh is fired today from the Jets, Jeff Ulbrich will take over as interim head coach. And right now on the line, we have former Jet, current SNY Jets analyst, Willie Colon. This call-in is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Willie, BT and Sal here on the Fan. What were your initial thoughts when you heard Saleh got fired?
I was shocked. I didn't see this coming. I don't think anybody saw this coming. I don't think Robert Saleh saw this coming. From all reports that he showed up after the loss against the Vikings Monday, did his normal job, talked to the team, reviewed the tape, came in Tuesday and was ready to go to work and prepare for the Bills, and he got the knock on the door. So I think I'm shocked. Even Adam Gates made it through the season. I thought he was a dumpster fire. So to see Robert Saleh, who I think – you know, if you split him in half, the person, the human being, is a great man. I've had multiple conversations with him, great guy. From the coaching standpoint, listen, defensively, they're up to par. I mean, they're a top five, top ten defense. On the offensive side, they're not good. And it looks stagnant. And this is with Aaron Rodgers, and this is with Aaron Rosen, and this is with two stud running backs and a revamped offensive line. So the question is, all right, what does firing Robert Saleh due to this offense? How does this spark? How does it get this in the right direction? And I don't think anybody has an answer to that right now. I think if anybody I thought was to be fired, it was Nathaniel Hackett. And so the fact that Hackett has a job and Saleh doesn't is a wild moment. I don't know what to take of it.
No, you do, though, because you're a smart guy. He has a job because he's Rodgers' boy. That's it.
Yeah, I get that. But I also think at the end of the day, you know, Woody Johnson just put out a presser, and he's talked about expectations. Yeah. I didn't expect the Jets to be here. You know, I didn't expect them to be looking the way they looked offensively. And I get, you know, being best friends with a guy shouldn't hold your position, right? I think at the end of the day, Nathaniel Hackett, his inability to scheme wins was troubling, right? Especially when you have your guy in Aaron Rodgers, especially when you have everything you technically need. And what's even more troubling is when you look at Aaron Rodgers, man, this is the second week in a row he's limped off the field. He's 40-something years old. Against the Broncos, he threw the ball 42. You're hacking, and Aaron Rodgers is my guy. You got to get in your wheelhouse and figure out how you can protect this guy. Because right now, I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm scratching. I don't know if he's going to make it through the season.
Yeah.
When he's talking about a knee, you're talking about a hamstring, and now you're talking about an ankle. And this is only, week five, week six? Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying we didn't even get to the bye week.
Willie, let me ask you that. I want to throw this at you. Would know better than us, obviously. You played Willie Colon, of course, former Jet, Steeler. You see him on SNY all the time. Does a good job with Bart and those guys. I like the work that you guys put out. When you elevate somebody like Ulbrich, who, like Sala, is a defensive background guy, he's obviously not coming up with offensive plays, but am I wrong when I say that he can at least walk down during a game or walk down to the other side of the building during the week and say, hey, man, we've thrown it 100 times in the rain 2 weeks in a row. Run the ball. And I feel like Sala never did that. Ulbrich can do that, right?
I think there's, and this is just me just talking like you're talking, I think there's a power struggle, right? I think Sala, for a large part, let Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers say, all right, this is what you guys do, then do it. I'm going to stay out the way. I'm going to get my guys. I've seen that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, you know, that happened to me when I was with Marty Mornhinweg as OC and I had Rex Ryan as a head coach. Like, Rex is like, I got the defense. We're going to do our thing. Marty, you know, do your thing with the offense. And when things weren't working, it ultimately fell on Rex's head and we weren't good and things kind of went downhill. And I think right now, I think that when you talk about the Jets from an offensive standpoint, right now with Aaron Rodgers, they don't have an offensive identity, right? Bart said something I got to give Bart credit. He said something that really stuck. He goes, right now in the NFL, we watched a lot of football. Pretenders are starting to fall away, and the contenders are starting to rise. The Jets started the season were supposed to be contenders, at least on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not rising. You say, well, Willie, that's maybe a little too harsh. Greg Zuerlein makes the field goal. You know, if Aaron Rodgers hits Garrett Wilson down the sideline over the missed throw, this is a different season. But it's not. It's not even about that. It's the miscues with Garrett Wilson. It's the fact that one day we can get our guys the ball and we look great, and then the next week we don't have it. Invalid. They're loading the box and stopping the run game, and they're doing things to kind of suppress the Jets' offense. But one thing we brought Aaron Rodgers in this building was to kind of cover the deficiencies on offense. He was supposed to be the magic man, and he was able to do it against Tennessee in the second half. We saw what he was able to do against New England, and then it's not clicking. And when you see a frustrated Garrett Wilson, when you see, you know, the lack of production out of Breece Hall, when you see from a schematic standpoint, they're just not doing enough, and their vanilla schemes are just getting put to the dirt. It's like, all right, what changes need to be made? It has to fall on somebody's shoulders, and it's always going to fall on the head coach's shoulders.
Do you think, Willie, that Sala lost the locker room?
No, I don't think he lost the locker room at all. I think that's something the media likes to say to kind of, you know, add a little more fire to. I think the locker room still respects Sala, listens to him. I think this all has to do with the lack of production. You know, the fact that they're 2-3 and they don't have an identity on offense. And you know, from health, your lead horse in Aaron Rodgers doesn't look good. So his ability to extend plays, throw off platforms, that's the Aaron Rodgers, that's the four-time MVP that Woody hired and brought into the building. We're not getting that guy. And so something has to be done, and he's doing it. Did it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're focusing on this year, but I don't really think that Robert Sala, and again, we echo with what you said, he's a fantastic human being, which is what matters most, but I don't know what he's really done since he became the head coach of the Jets to show that he's a good coach. I mean,
defensively, they're a lot better.
No, I understand that. No, that's true. But
defensively, yeah.
Understood. No, Willie, there's no doubt. The defense is always good. But, you know, they're not buttoned up.
No, they're not always good. I've been on the Jets team where we weren't always good. We gave up big plays where, you know, you talk about the core four between Sauce Gardner, Quentin Williams, CJ Mosley, now DJ Reed. Like, he's those guys playing at a high level,
uh-huh.
And they've done things, and they've kept those Jets teams. They've kept the Jets in a lot of games, and especially last year, they had to score to win games last year. That was a 7-10 team without Aaron Rodgers. So defensively, I thought he's raised his standard offensively, and then also the instability at quarterback. I mean, we had Joe Flacco running and Tim Boyle.
How's Joe Flacco look now? How did he look last year?
Trust me, I love Flacco. Okay. I love Flacco. I'm not anti-Flacco by no means, and this is coming from a former Steeler. But at the end of the day, when you don't have the stability at quarterback, and now this is Aaron Rodgers' first technical year being in the realm, and you know, at the helm, it's all that comes into fruition, and so here we are.
I got you. Hey, by the way, is Breece Hall just not seeing holes? Is he hitting too hard? What, like, are there no holes to hit? What the hell's going on?
I think it's 50-50. I think it's scheme, and I think sometimes when you look at him, he's not hitting the hole, he's guessing. And I think the lack of patience at times really gets him in trouble. And, you know, Breece is the type of guy, if you get him to the edge, he can do damage. The problem is teams know that.
Yeah.
And so they're taking away the edges, and, you know, from a schematic standpoint, like one thing, if you watch the game Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cowboys, man, the Cowboys said, okay, we're not going sideline. We're coming down here. We're going to double teams across the board, and we're just going to make it a phone booth game. That's what the Jets failed to do at times. You know what I mean? Like, at times, you got to make the adjustment. They're not going to let us get to the edge. We got to put our big boys against their big boys, and let's go downhill.
Can we lose Willie there?
They lost him there.
And see if we can get him. Oh, there we are. You're back?
I'm back. I apologize. So we see some of the runs that Hackett schemes up for Breece Hall, defenses are taking that away. This has to be, listen, the Jets have to make it a phone booth game, meaning double teams across the board, we're going north. That's it. We're going downhill. So when you see the young Allen get the yards, Breece can do it. They're just not calling it for them. They get too fancy and sometimes too stagnant. And, you know, and also, think about it. The last couple of games, the Jets started really bad. You know, against the Broncos, Garrett back on the line.
You guys, see if we could get Willie to reconnect there. It's a bad line there, Hoff. Just put him on hold real quick because I had a couple more that I wanted to ask him about. And look, I mean, Willie shares the sentiment of that. If Nathaniel Hackett's here, then what's the issue? I'd like to ask him, though, what does he think this is going to solve, if anything, by firing Robert Saleh? Obviously, just a little bit of a bad line right there. Point is, BT, the Jets are a mess. I mean, think about this. 5 weeks into the year, we're talking about firing Saleh. Even if you didn't like Saleh, you would never think that this were the case. Willie, we were just talking about, I know we get a little bit of a bad connection there, but I want to get your answer on this. What do you think this is going to accomplish, firing Robert Saleh?
I don't know. That's just being totally honest. I really don't know. I know a lot of guys in the building respect Jeff Ulbrich. They think they look at him, they see a head coach. But I don't know, you know, because I don't think even bringing Devontae Adams changed things. I think this is a scheme. This is a system problem, and, you know, like, again, and this is hypothetical, but this is me talking. You know, if they beat the Broncos, they beat the Vikings, we're not even having this conversation, right? We're talking about the Jets in a whole nother light. And currently, they want place out of first place. So a lot of things, it's easy to kind of have, like, oh, my God, the world is, you know, the clouds are falling. But, you know, there's still a lot of...
Yeah,
but there's still a lot of season left.
Well, Willie, by the way, if the Yankees would have won last night, they'd be up 2-0 instead of facing Kansas City's ace tomorrow, you know, tied at 1. If they would have won, they didn't win, and they didn't even look remotely impressive. Come on.
Right. But the season isn't over.
I agree with that.
This isn't a conversation we're having in December. Like, we're still beginning of October. This thing can turn around.
Yep.
And if you're the head coach in the position right now, you have to preach this to this guy. You have to preach that to your guys. Yes, Saleh is gone, but this season isn't over. We still got to go to work. We still got to battle. We still got to do the necessary things to do to win a game. I was in the building when they escorted Rex out the building with security. That was the most surreal thing in my professional career. I thought I would never see that in my time. And that was at the end of the season. And that still had an impact on me. It still has an impact on me because I was just like, when you look at a guy in that position, he is your leader. He's the guy that's going to start the ship and go down with the ship. And see Rex get escorted out was awkward. These guys are dealing with that same type of emotion right now with a lot of season ahead of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So for that guy who's going to be in front of them, I was a battle vet by then. So you're talking about a young locker room, a bunch of stars in that locker room who are watching their guy who they were birthed into an organization with just leave the locker room. You know, Quinn Williams only knows Robert Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sauce Gardner only knows Robert Saleh. So you're talking about those guys now have to emotionally accept that they may have failed this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we got to understand. Like, even when you look at Elijah Vera Tucker, when you look at Breece Hall, when you look at Garrett Wilson, those are solid guys.
Yep.
So those guys now on a Tuesday have to step in that building on Wednesday and realize that the guy they grew to love, respond to, and fight for is no longer there.
Yeah, man.
So for a new guy to step in that position, it's a lot for those guys because all they've heard for the last 2 years is that the Jets are a circus, da 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 da. And the one guy who believed in the light and showed them the light that that's the old Jets. This is a new Jets. Because of you guys, we will turn this thing around. Was Robert Saleh. So we can't step over the fact that this is an emotional impact on this locker room. And now, so if Oprah is the guy, which obviously he is, he's going to have to somehow reignite that fire in those core guys to tell, to let them know, like, hey, man, we still got to charge the hill.
Yeah.
Salah's gone, but I'm now your guy. That's a lot to happen in the month of October when the expectations were Super Bowl.
Hey,
you get what I'm saying?
I do, and I respect it, and I think we have probably a way of minimizing that on the radio, but put on the big boy pants, man. You're making millions. And by the way, if those guys that you mentioned, and I like them all, if they would have played better, maybe their coach wouldn't have gotten fired. But I got a question for you. That's Willie Colon, by the way, with us here, BT and Sal. So there's no doubt this is a Woody Johnson move. He flexed. He made it, not Joe Douglas. Pertaining to Davante Adams, pertaining to the Reddick situation, does Woody take control over everything, or does he still allow Joe Douglas to do his job moving forward here?
That's a great question. I think you just still have to let Joe D be Joe D, allow him to move efficiently. And I think you just gotta, you know, Woody. I didn't know Woody had it in him to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, he proved us wrong. So I'm shocked, you know. And you can't get in the way. I think you gotta allow Joe Douglas to continue to maneuver and do what he needs to do to make sure this roster and this team's up to par. But you know, give Woody credit, man. He had the stones, and he showed the world, man. Like, enough is enough. And you know, I thought the London loss was tough to swallow. I didn't think it was the ultimate axe, but, you know, hey, here we are.
Would you trade for Davante Adams, Willie?
I just don't know how he makes us better right now. So let me backtrack on that. I do know how he makes us better. Obviously, you put Garrett Wilson in the slot. You have another guy on the outside. You got Mike Williams on the outside. You can get Garrett going. It frees up the offense, but it all starts with the run game. For me, you know, the run will always open up the path, and this is obviously talk coming out of an offensive lineman's mouth. Schematically, they got to be more, you know, one thing I thought LaFleur did a great job was before he was let go was the motions, the kind of being able to smoke out the defense, to kind of do things schematically to free up our guys. Now, with our offense looking, you know, somewhat neutral and mundane, you know, I just need Hackett to figure out, man, how can we get our guys going? Because we have Conklin, we have Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson. We do have the running backs. We do have a revamped offensive line, and we look stagnant as hell. There's no creativity, and we find ourselves in trouble a lot early in games that we kind of have to fight out of because of Aaron Rodgers to kind of even get to neutral and then hopefully win the game. So we got to schematically, things have to change, and we got to get more guys the ball, and we got to be way more efficient on first and third down.
Your Yankees are in trouble too, Willie.
Stop.
Not hearing it. I'm not listening. I'm not listening to none of it.
Thank you, Willie. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, man.
Willie Colon, you can catch him on SNY Jets pre and post game. Does a great job over there.
Didn't you?
Oh, I know he's bothered with that one last night.
You didn't get enough shots to start the show because Salah got fired.
I only got 10 minutes in. That's it. I need to get on the Yankees a little bit more. He did a great job right there.
He's
Look,
good.
I mean, Woody has a statement, which I know you're going to get to. We wanted to get to that. We'll take a quick break here, but I understand it. I just don't see how everybody thinks, well, not everybody, because Willie is in agreement with me, kind of, that this is not going to solve anything. Yeah, it's different, sure, but I don't see how anybody thinks that the Jets are going to be better off for this move here.
I do. I know they can't be worse, and ultimately we'll get the results starting Monday against the Bills. BT and Sal, 888-808-1019 is the number. Back to the Jets' reaction. What an absolute stunner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.